the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
So we're here in the Regency Old House at the moment, the old town hall, for the City Reads event. It's a whiskey tasting event here. Taking place on St. Patrick's Day. It's to honour Paul McVeigh's book, The Good Son. And tonight, as we mentioned, there's going to be some whiskey tasting. That's been done by Dave Broom, a whiskey expert, a whiskey writer. Dave, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. So tell me, what's going to happen this evening? What's
going to happen? People are going to drink a lot of whiskey. I'm going to be taking folks through half a dozen whiskies, kind of representing the different styles of whiskey that Ireland makes these days, and we'll talk a little bit about history, jump about through history, about the good times, the less good times, the phenomenal renaissance that Irish whiskey is going through, and just try some great whiskies and have a laugh.
Okay, so talk me through some of the whiskies that we're going to be people are going to be sampling this evening.
I'm going to kick off with Kilbeggan 8-year-old grain. So this is quite unusual. You don't really see many grain whiskies coming out, and this is just beautiful and soft and luscious and gentle and gorgeous. Then Teeling, who've just opened a new distillery in Dublin, but this is older stock. It's a single malt. Then a Jameson, which is their black barrel. Wonderful, quite rich, vanilla-accented, fudgy, fantastic, fantastic dram. Tullamore Dew, again, an old brand, but brand new distillery just been built there, and that's quite interesting style. Bushmills, so we're going right up north, right up to the Giant's Causeway. To a brand new bottling from them, and then finishing off with one of the greatest whiskies in the world, which is Powers John's Lane, which is just a single pot still at its most magnificent.
Okay, so what are we looking for when we're tasting whiskey? How do you do it, and what exactly are you looking for?
It's a bit like tasting wine. Basically, what you need to do is relax. Don't get yourself into a state. Just put your nose to the glass. Inhale gently, for it's quite strong, and just think about what the smells remind you of. It could be a season, it could be a fruit, it could be a time, it could be a person, and then take a little sip, and again, just think about the weight, think about the texture. Is it smooth, is it soft, is it sweet, is it dry? Then add some water, and it's quite important to add water. That helps to kill the alcohol and allows all the flavours to be released, and you actually find out so much more when you've added just that little drop of water, and you repeat the exercise. And it's amazing, people are a bit scared of spirit tastings, really. But you actually end up drinking less at a spirits tasting than you do at a wine tasting. And everybody, you know, by the end of the evening, everybody will have got the hang of it. And the volume will have risen in the room, and I'll leave a happy man.
So is there like a skill to pick up then, defining the different tastes? Is that something that takes a while, or can people pick it up quite quickly?
Yeah, I think we all know how to taste. You know, there's some wonderful food which has been prepared here. You know, if you and I were sitting down with a plate of food between us, we would have an opinion about it. So we know how to taste. You just need to kind of understand the language of whiskey and what the aromas and the flavours mean. And that kind of takes time and it takes practice. And the only way you can actually learn is by drinking. So, which is a terrible thing to do, you know. So you just have to keep practicing, you know.
Okay, so in whiskey tasting, then you swallow, you don't spit it back out again, do you?
I mean, if I'm doing assessments, like I've done big tasting today, you know, I'd be spitting out all the time. And at a social event like this, no, you wouldn't. You can't taste as many whiskies as you can wines. You could probably go through about 100 wines as long as you're spitting. But the alcohol is high in whiskey, so you would really only do half a dozen at one setting. Otherwise, your palate gets a bit tired, and yeah.
So, yeah, how do you rate Irish whiskey?
Yeah, well, I think the whole thing, Irish whiskey is just undergoing this fantastic renaissance. And it was led very much by Jameson, who were very consistent for 20-odd years. That's really kind of the only big brand out there, really being very consistent with their message. Now there's plans. I mean, you think of it, in 1966 there were two distilleries operational in the whole of Ireland. In the past 3 years, there have been applications for 30 new distilleries. So Irish whiskey is just suddenly going back to the boom time again. I think people are beginning to understand it's not just one style, it's lots and lots of styles. The heritage is incredible. The flavours are fantastic. The crack is mighty.
And if someone is interested in kind of going down the route of, you know, whiskey tasting and kind of, you know, learning out more about whiskey, different types of whiskey and flavors and textures. What's the best thing for them to do? How would they find out more?
I would say to find out more information, for example, there's various websites. I mean, I run a website called scotchwhiskey.com, which just deals with Scotch whiskey. But, you know, there's magazines. And every town is going to have a whiskey club. You know, so people in Brighton, there's a great, great whiskey club in Brighton called Malt and Copper. There are various whiskey shows. There's one in Brighton in June. And there's big ones in London. So, you know, there's lots and lots of information out there about whiskey. Great bars as well, you know. And the great thing is that the bartenders are now beginning to get trained up. So, you know, again, you know, if you're talking, you know, from a Brighton point of view, you know, going to somewhere like the Wagon and Horses, and, you know, the guys there know what they're selling. And you could replicate that all across the country. You know, people are really... Whiskey's alive again, you know. It's not just an old man's drink anymore.
Perfect. Dave, thanks very much.
Thanks. Thank you.